This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast where we give you a summary of all the things that have happened in the day and of course prepare you for the day to come. Now for the markets itself, yesterday we closed higher but we did slip from our highs because globally there are some developments which are a bit of concern. So new developments emerging from the US-China trade talks where China wants another round of talks before signing a partial deal. So the deal optimism has now faded a bit, because of which the market has been a bit cautious. The Nifty closed 80 points off its highs, failing to hold on to that 11,400 mark. However, there are a lot of positives this morning as we wake up. One is that FIIs have bought about 1,650 crores just in the last two trading sessions. In fact, yesterday as well, FIIs bought about 896 crores in the cash market. And they bought 750 crores in the preceding day. So two straight days running now where we've seen strong flows come into our markets. If you look at what's been happening with a couple of other stocks, today HUL will be reacting to its numbers. It's been a steady showing for the company in tough times. So the net profits came in at 1,848 crores, slightly higher than street expectations. And the revenues as well at 9,850 crores was higher than expectations. The volume growth was pretty good as well. 5% volume growth was the pole of 4%. So the street will take that with both hands. However, the management did say that the near-term outlook for demand in rural India remains challenging. So that's a bit of a concern. Apart from that, a couple of more stocks to watch out for. Indiapulse Housing Finance, there's news flow that the final decision on the buyback will be taken after getting a confirmation from SEBI. But Indiapulse does say that they are inclined for a buyback of shares through the exchange's route. Bank of Baroda, the term of P.S. Jayakumar as MD and CEO will expire on the 12th of October. So that's another stock to watch for. And a couple of more stocks, Delta Corp had flat revenue growth at about 200 crores, while the net profits were up 22%. So keep an eye out on that. And some numbers today, there's Wipro, ACC, SBI Life Insurance, Karnataka Bank, and MCX had come out with their numbers today. Otherwise, it's been a fairly stable day for the market yesterday. And in all likelihood, that stability could continue today because the SGX Nifty is indicating a start, which will be 24 points in the green. But thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.